A Florida official says 36 migrants taken from Texas to California all went willingly, disputing allegations by California officials. Two groups of asylum seekers from South America were gathered up in El Paso, Texas, taken by bus to New Mexico, and then flown by charter plane to Sacramento to be dropped at the doorstep of the Catholic diocese. Alicia Collins with the Florida Division of Emergency Management says, through verbal and written consent, these volunteers indicated they wanted to go to California. She also shared a video compilation that appears to show people signing consent forms and thanking officials for treating them well. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta told CNN late Tuesday he'd be requesting that Florida turn over unedited footage. Bonta has said California is investigating whether any laws were broken, that the migrants told him they were promised jobs, and that they carried a document purporting to shield Florida from liability. Florida's admission of responsibility comes 5 days after the first flight touched down in California's capital. The incident heightened tensions between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. A Newsom spokesman, Anthony York, says this is exploitive propaganda being peddled by a politician who has shown there are no depths he won't sink to. I'm Jennifer King.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.